Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the emergency broadcast system. The CDC is advising that you stay in your homes and walk all day.
Welcome to the forthcoming podcast, where everything is forthcoming.
Welcome. Recording again. Hello, Bobby.
Joel.
Welcome. Ben.
Thank you. Welcome.
We are recording on a different day.
Yes. Unusual.
What day is it?
It's Friday. And you know what Fridays mean?
No.
New episodes released.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen this Friday.
Nope. Sorry, guys.
Probably Monday. Goodness. Probably Monday. But anyways, welcome to the
forthcoming podcast.
All right. We got it.
So you're telling me that we could have done this Monday?
No, because I have to edit.
Oh, okay.
Especially you, Bobby. Especially you.
We do appreciate you coming in on your day off to talk. Yeah. I mean, we do it on our lunch break anyway, so it's our personal time anyway. But Bobby made a special trip from his humble abode to come and record today.
Very humble.
That's very humble. That's how dedicated he was. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
What's new with you, Bobby?
Not too much. Just feeling good. You know, just living the dream.
Thanks. Ben?
Pretty well. You both know what's going on today. I got this car purchased.
I don't envy you in that at all.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's weird to know that someone's getting a way better deal out of this than I am.
Yeah.
But
between the dealership, insurance companies.
Yeah.
What you got there, Bobby?
What do you mean?
Sunglasses?
Yeah, let me see those. Can I see those? Where'd you find these at?
It's like CVS, maybe?
Actually, I think those were from Rural King.
Rural King. That is a place to go.
Two things about that place.
Yes.
Definitely weird, and it's very hard to say. Rural King.
Yeah. But it is a fun place to meander around in.
Rural.
I've heard this.
Or wallow around in.
Wallow around in. I've heard this, though. I've heard they have live animals there.
They do. They have miniature baby pigs and ducks, rabbits.
Yeah.
Goats sometimes. There actually was a goat one day. The one up in my neck of the woods.
It's the only one.
Rural King.
There's one in Crystal River.
Yes, that's in the old Sears. They opened that several months back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
The only one I know of is along 19, getting like maybe north of Homosassa, south of Homosassa.
Yeah, that's the one. The old mall. Yeah, it looks like a circus tent.
Yeah.
That's how people refer it to as up there as the
circus tent.
Yeah.
There's got to be nothing left in that mall.
Not much at all, no.
I mean, even, I'm talking like 10, 12 years ago, I went in there. There was like 5 stores open and everything else was closed. I'm like,
I need to go into one of those places. Too many people talk about it for me to keep ignoring it.
The Rural King?
Yeah, the Rural King.
There's a closer one right here in the next county up.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I go to.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
And you can get your free popcorn.
Yeah.
As you wallow around the store.
I do.
Yeah.
And then I go to the Harbor Freight right across the parking lot.
Nice.
And then if I'm really desperate, I go to the Big Lots down.
Oh, yeah.
Farther down in the plaza.
Yes.
Hey, you can find some okay stuff at Big Lots.
Yeah, you really can.
No one should knock it.
No. I've bought several things from Big Lots over the years.
I mean, sometimes you have to, if you need something that might be there, you have to go to several different Big Lots till you find something suitable. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, most of them do not keep the same stock.
Right, because
so you can always find different, and just like your Ross's and Marshall's, it's
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it's all different.
That's
and
true.
If you see something,
say something.
Get it then, because it won't be there when you go back.
That is true. I've actually seen Bobby outside of Big Lots before.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Because I was driving by and he was actually helping his roommate at the time.
Oh.
I think he had purchased something.
A bed.
And they were trying to
sleep out there,
get it in the vehicle. Oh. I don't know if it ever worked out. I was actually on my way to, I think, Harbor Freight that day to get some tools or something. You right there, Bobby? I think Bobby choked on something.
Trying to take a drink. That's what you get for trying to take a drink while we're on the radio.
Yes.
You're doing it.
And what flavor is that?
And I apologize.
Mine is strawberry banana activator.
Mm. Yours?
I got the activator strawberry blueberry.
Do they have a blueberry banana?
You could probably, I don't know. You could request custom.
What's so funny about blueberry banana?
At this particular store, you could probably request custom smoothies.
Yeah, I would. Bobby's got the giggles today for some reason. What have you been doing? I know it's your day off. You've been hitting the bottle too early here?
Yeah. What is going on, Bobby?
Hasn't wafted it over.
Oh, no. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's what you got laughing. Oh, come on.
Oh, well.
It's Bobby, out.
Other than that news, do you have any other news today?
Actually, I do.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, there's a few articles.
Awesome. Are they headlines or are they news?
Well, it depends on how much I remember. I found it actually last week.
So it's old news.
Good old news.
Or.
And now.
Headlines.
News. Or headlines. With Bobby.
So, yeah.
I got nothing.
So this is for all the Harry Potter fans out there. That for one weekend only, the city of New York is going to have a Harry Potter themed brunch. So make sure you mark your calendars.
Negative. Not happening.
So you could eat your way through Harry Potter world.
Gross.
But if you live far away, say New York City, the magical food tour experience just isn't something you can do every day. Bummer, I know. But thankfully, Wizards Brunch and Dinner.
You are a huge nerd.
Yeah. Is making its way to the Big Apple on August 17th and 18th. So your dreams of dressing up as Harry, Hermione, Ron, or even Draco Malfoy, we're not going to judge you, but stuffing your face with other members of the four Hogwarts houses have finally come true. So they're thinking about this Wizards Brunch and Dinner currently takes place all over the world, from Denver, Colorado, Texas, Melbourne, Australia, Liverpool, England. So now they're going to bring the experience to the U.S. and New York for one weekend only.
What experience are they bringing exactly?
Well, remember their long table in the movie?
So they're just putting you in a dining setting that's reminiscent of the movies or the stories?
Yes, and it's okay. Just like a glorified themed
restaurant
for the low cost of $2,000 or $3,000.
That's right? It.
No, it's actually $12,000.
Is it $12,000?
No, I don't know. Actually,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would not either.
Right here, tickets are ranging anywhere from $45 to $165 on Eventbrite.
Bummer.
And they are now on sale, so they are probably going to sell out quite quick. Next. Story comes out of Jacksonville, Florida.
It was a good try.
They had a Boeing jetliner, 143 passengers aboard.
Oh.
And they were picking up personnel from Guantanamo Bay and bringing them to the naval base in Jacksonville. And I guess it had started storming, and the plane slid off the runway and into the St. John's River. So out of 143 passengers, only 21 were injured. No life-threatening injuries.
Well, that's good.
No life, excellent. No deaths or life-threatening injuries.
Excellent.
Okay.
Correct. Thank you.
Cool.
So, remember...
That's a rare thing to happen. You know, that's a high mechanism event when you have a plane crash like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some luck. There are a few other historical events of people landing planes properly, but...
Yeah.
But come on, think about it. You're pretty much... That's free fall from...
Whatever high.
Yeah,
feet.
Yeah. That's pretty fantastic that to walk away just scraped up like that.
No, absolutely. Well, what was it, 10, 15 years ago now, where they refer him to a Sully.
Yeah, Sully. But he flew the plane.
The captain,
the
U.S.
Hudson.
Air.
And landed on the Hudson.
Landed in the Hudson.
Yeah.
No injuries.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
I think they're either they did or they... Did they make a movie out of that?
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah. Sully.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that yet.
That was what it was called. I think Sully.
Just yeah, probably true. Sully.
Huh. Isn't that the name of one of the characters in Monsters, Inc.?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie either, but
it's John Goodman's character.
Oh, okay.
He plays a monster named Sullivan.
Oh.
And goes by Sully.
Sully.
I didn't know that.
Very cool.
So remember a week or so ago, there was a shooting at UNC, University of North Carolina. I want to say Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I forget how old, 22 years old. The kid had gone and tried to attack the shooter and try to save lives. And unfortunately, he wound up losing his life over the incident. So they're classifying him as a hero. But since he was in ROTC, they got with some organization or something, and they're granting him full military honors.
Oh, nice.
At his funeral. So that, I thought that was pretty cool to, you know, I mean...
You're saying he was affiliated with ROTC?
Huh?
He was affiliated with ROTC?
Yes. Yes. He was in whatever.
ROTC.
All right. What does ROTC stand for?
I don't remember.
Honestly, I don't either.
I don't either. So, I guess, I mean, we could look.
They always called themselves, in high school, they called themselves ROTC. And people would refer to them as the ROTCs. And I always thought, oh, that's a little dangerous. But
I had never heard that term.
ROTC.
Yeah. I hadn't either. Reserve Officer Training Corps.
Oh, okay. There we have it.
So he's never fulfilled his dream to go into the military. I know he was in the process of trying to get into it. So, I mean, yeah, that's still kind of cool that, you know, he risked his life while others are trying to run away and losing his life. And now he's being remembered for that and getting full military honors.
I'm sorry, did he actually subdue the person?
He tried to and then got shot.
Okay.
So he was trying to run in and take the gunman down. And that's when he got shot.
There's a great video you can find. It's on a college campus where a guy's walking in with a shotgun and he's attacking and threatening people with it. And some kid, but he's, you know, obviously in his 20s probably. He runs up and he sneaks up on the guy and wrestles him down, takes the gun and runs it into another room, and then comes back to further try to subdue the guy. Just really, really clear thinking on something. And obviously someone who knows the tactic. Otherwise, right, the idea would be to hide, to keep yourself out of sight.
Absolutely. And there's people that, well, take cops for instance. You know, while everybody's running out, they're running in.
In most cases.
Well, sometimes they'll run a dog in too, right? So they have tactics to keep themselves safe too.
Well, absolutely, but
that's just it. Unless you have some kind of training or you have some kind of advantage, you should. The recommendation from this show is going to be keep yourself hidden and protected instead of engaging.
Protection's the key. So. Doesn't say how old this guy is, but Micah Meyer had just spent the last...
What was his name?
Micah Meyer.
Micah Meyer.
It's a Micah Meyer.
It took him 3 years.
That was my Spanish accent.
I don't...
Oh, you shake hand?
Okay.
I did.
I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it, but it took him 3 years, but he completed a quest to visit all 419 national park sites around the U.S., and he finished with the Lincoln Memorial.
Very cool.
D.C.
He did them nonstop, like one after the other?
That's what it's sounding like. Again, I read this last weekend and kind of...
And in the bathroom, right? So.
No, I was actually on the couch. Oh. But yeah, I mean, 419 parks, that's pretty cool. You know, it's 75,000 miles in a van, which doubled as his home on the road. What?
Did he sleep in a van down by the river?
So, yeah.
Oh, you did. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, apparently so.
Is that all we got? Or we got more?
No, we got more. So, these are the least stressed states in the U.S. So, I'll just give you the top few that are the least stressed.
What do you mean by stressed, Bobby?
Yes.
No financial worries. You're not worrying from making it day to day, paycheck to paycheck.
So we're talking like
financial health overall,
standard of living stresses,
yeah.
Cost of living, maybe.
Not having to worry about credit cards, okay. That type of stuff.
I'll bite late
so,
on me. Oh, the headline also says, and what they do differently. Okay.
Work-life balance, low unemployment, fewer money worries, and access to Mother Nature, which they can go out and kayak, hike, all that kind of stuff. So. Utah,
Minnesota,
Louisiana. Oh, I'm sorry. Louisiana is the most stressed.
And we can all help with that, it says.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that, like Katrina relief? There's no way that place is... I mean, I haven't been through there in a long time, but there's no way that place is completely back together.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Unfortunately, like Mexico Beach, Florida.
Yeah, that's gone.
If, yeah, it gets leveled. It's like, okay, well...
What are we going to do? We got a parking lot now.
Well, yeah, eventually... Right, exactly. Eventually, the county will come in. That won't be a city anymore, maybe. Or if they do rebuild, small community, but like the size of New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's yeah. huge.
So maybe next week we can do the most stressed states to live.
Maybe.
So why were these states so lesser on the stress? Like specifically, what do they do differently?
Work balance, low unemployment. They're not worrying about their job. They're not worrying about bills.
So just stop doing all that.
But yeah. The top three least stressed states were Minnesota, Utah, and Massachusetts.
Nice.
The top three most stressed were Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty much about lifestyle and how you manage work. I mean, you've got some people that leave work, they get home, and they start working again, or they take all the work stress from work home. And I get that you need to vent and whatnot, but when you're constantly talking to your spouse, your significant other, roommate, whatever, they're going to get just as stressed listening to you. I mean, yeah, you got to get it off your chest, but I know there's other ways around it.
Yeah. But... Well, what I'm wondering, though, and I'm not saying you can answer this, but how would we address that at the state level?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I mean, I see what you're saying, like access to wildlife, but it's kind of like, well, I mean, you can't.
You can walk outside and have access.
Swap out your state borders, or you know, that's dependent on. That's not something the state can address or fix. That's something that just happens to be.
I mean, they could put bobcats in everybody's front yard. Let's
get them like connected with nature, you know, something like that.
Here, come pet a kitty.
I've got coyotes in my neighborhood, so I mean, this is close to that. Yeah.
In your neighborhood, really?
Yeah, and on the.
That's too urban, though. I would think.
Not really. But I mean, they have to come. They have to go somewhere. But there's a neighborhood app that you can get where it lets people kind of gripe at each other, in an anonymous sense.
Yeah.
Around the neighborhood, essentially, unless you put your real name in it, and it's just a social media forum, is what it is.
But, is it Ring?
No, it's called Neighborhood.
Yeah, Neighborhood by Ring.
Oh, is it by Ring?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe
it is.
Okay.
But, are you number 10?
No. I don't know what my number is.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
I'm just BN. But anyway.
You BN?
BN, yes. But the thing is people, you know, wave their arm. I guess some people have chickens in my neighborhood.
Oh, look at her.
Bobby, it's like a squirrel just ran by. He's like, ooh, butterfly. But but anyway, so yeah, people flip out about wildlife. Being too close to them, I'm at.
You bring up chickens. Somebody behind us to the right has a rooster.
Oh, you hear that all day long.
All night long. So we actually called code enforcement because we're not where we live. We're not allowed to have rooster. Roosters are not allowed in the suburban areas. You can have chickens, but you have to go through the steps and get the permits through the county and everything. But that rooster, it cock-a-doodle-doos. I don't know. Like, yeah, it's Friday. Anytime. Any more news? Or is that all we got for news?
That is all we got for this week.
Awesome. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for that wonderful news.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Or headlines.
Bobby?
So, do we have any...
I got something for you.
Oh, really?
Here you are.
The heck is...
They're
pretty sweet, huh, Bobby?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They are. They're very cool.
Nice.
Are you going to let our listeners know what you're, gawking over here?
Venom Steel rip resistant prophylactics for my hands.
Prophylactics? For the layman, that's gloves. Yes. So I had signed up through this Chatterbox, Ripple Street, something where they send you free stuff and you promote it or you have parties or whatever. So they sent three packs of those. So I gave one pack to Ben and I took a pack for myself. And as Bobby is a new homeowner, figured you might be able to use that when you get into the weeds of fixing stuff. If you have to dig in the nasty sink or toilet, they're always good to have around.
Yes, they are.
If you ever work on your car. I've actually, before I signed up for this, I've actually used them in the past, and they're really good.
Winning.
Yeah. Well, Bobby's got his soundboard up. So, yes, we got these for free, people. The gloves were free. They sent them to me for free. And I'll put them on the, when we upload, we have to use the hashtag Venom Steel and hashtag sponsored.
So speaking of free stuff, a young girl I went to high school with, she's all into free stuff.
Who isn't?
I think you've
seen me at these conferences, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost thievery after a point. Yeah.
No.
So she just gets all this free stuff, and it's just the stuff that she posts. Like, I don't know.
Is that it?
Good story, yeah, I kind of lost my train of thought.
Yeah, we could tell.
I'm here listening, waiting for the ending. But
you know, we could all sign up for Chatterbox and just kind of rotate out.
Actually, and they select you. I don't know how they actually select people to do it. You're supposed, depends on the thing you have to fill out. No, please, I hear enough of that at home. All you got to do like comments and things like that. So they select you after that. They had another one. It says Canon. Point and shoot camera, digital camera, but it actually prints out. Silence, okay. It prints out the pictures. Like you can do 2x2 or 2x3. And the real cool thing about it is they're stickers too.
Oh, sweet.
So, you're supposed to put comments, check it out and put a comment here. You have these activities you're supposed to do. So I'm like, oh, this is really cool for people like scrapbooking. But I'm like, the next phrase was like, but it also come in really good for practical jokes. Clean, practical jokes.
Yeah.
I was like,
by somebody, putting a sticker?
You know what you can take pictures of, right? Anything. And stick them as stickers. They're like stickers. Like you take a picture. Hey, yeah. I took a picture of Bobby's face. Now I'm going to stick it everywhere.
Right.
So, and actually people liked my comment. Which is hilarious.
That's good. That's awesome. No, that makes me think. Like, there's kind of a world of choices you can make with that.
Yeah,
like beautiful, somewhat annoying choices to other people.
Definitely, that's anyway. What I was thinking. I mean, my brain always goes to
practical jokes. Yeah,
and I'm like nothing nefarious, just good, clean fun. Of course, I'm not gonna do anything nasty.
Always, nothing harmful.
No. So it's like, we'll see. We'll see what happens on that one. But it reminded me of the old Polaroids. Remember those, Bobby?
I do.
Or you had to shake it.
Oh yeah. Well,
you really weren't supposed to. Yeah, you weren't supposed to. But
people, we all did it anyway.
Oh yeah.
Those are kind of a niche purchase now with hipsters and stuff.
Yeah.
That song.
Bobby, don't snap into the mic.
Shake it like a Polaroid.
You just now got that?
Yes.
That's where I was going.
That took you a while, buddy.
What's the name of that song?
1, 2, 3, mess around.
Anyways, who sings that, Bobby?
I do not remember.
Outkast.
Oh.
We should do Name That Tune from the 90s.
There we go.
Let's see. Let's see if we can find something here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Name That Tune 2000s? Not 200s.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. Let's see. Any guesses? Well, I think that's just the intro to this.
Oh, that's MC Hammer. Come on. That's
a little
Too
bag.
Legit to Quit, I believe.
Too Legit
to
Quit.
You Can't Touch This.
Yes, You Can't Touch This. Yeah. You believe me when I said that. That's Nirvana. Or it was.
They do it in between.
That smells like Teen Spirit.
Yep. Yes. Let's see.
Are we reliving your youth?
Sure.
Ben and I were youths in the 90s.
We were youths once. You, Bobby, I think you've always been old. This is the Burberries.
Ugh, yeah.
The Gooseberries. Zombie.
Yeah.
I believe she's not with us anymore, right?
Is? I don't know. That's a good question.
I want to say, I'm not certain. I don't remember her name either. Irish lady. I believe it was cancer. Cranberries.
I never understood.
Celine.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yes.
Oh, my ears are bleeding now.
You knew who that was?
I was going to say Eminem, but it's not.
Eminem, no.
It was before Eminem.
Yeah. He's from Compton. He actually is from, actually, Crenshaw, Compton area.
Oh, you're not Goodwoods.
No. I'm from the north side of the state. Where MC Hammer's from, actually.
Oh.
Is that true?
Yeah. He was actually a bat boy for the Oakland A's.
Hmm. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. That is where he's from.
Easy. Wasn't easy.
Blur.
Yeah.
Song 2. That's even without looking at it. Yeah, we're reliving our youth here, Bobby.
Yeah.
You're probably
not always good days to relive it.
No. That one I really don't know.
I do. I just can't think of the name of it.
I don't know.
Dr. Dre.
Oh, is it?
Oh, everybody ought to know this one because it's got so overplayed.
Stand.
Is that like a Matchbox 20 or?
Close. Same like look, hairstyle.
Coldplay wasn't around back then.
No.
Dave Matthews?
No. Dave Matthews.
He's got one song. Yeah, he's got one
you
song.
You too?
He just keeps reading.
No. Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh,
Iris.
Right. Right.
I don't know what that is. I think they just.
What else? Goo Goo Dolls did the. Well, it was mostly that one, right? That was the big
song.
Yeah,
they did another one too.
It was like something like, I don't know your name.
Oh, here's a good one. Oh, no. Come on.
That's House of Pain.
Yeah. Jump Around.
Yeah.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down. That's Chumbawamba.
Yes.
I don't like the way they do it. They have like weird stuff in between. Oh, there they
go. Okay. I think that keeps it from being copyright.
Oh, probably.
Break it up.
Captain Jack, whatever that is. Oh, here you go.
Oh, that's Black Hole Sun.
Yeah.
That's good old Soundgarden.
Oh, yeah.
What are you pulling these off of?
YouTube. It says, guess the 90s song quiz.
Oh, okay.
So somebody made they actually have 2000s. They have 90s hit song quiz.
I guess the 2000s is an era now. That just doesn't seem like that's right to me.
Here's another one. I don't know who did this one.
Look, I'm sure there were significant things that happened in the 2000s.
Think of post Nirvana.
Yeah.
I've got something in mind, but I know it's not right.
I don't
right.
remember who it is.
It's Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters. Okay.
Let's see what this next one is.
Never did like them.
Everlast.
Oh, Everlast. I never
cared for him.
Yeah, I never cared for him either.
What's this one? Ugh.
That spit me Breers, I think.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna do some more.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah, that's
definitely. Rob Thomas.
Yes.
That is Todd Rahmus, if I've ever
That heard. Was one of my all-time favorite bands.
You ever see him live?
I have.
I have, too. They played with Train back when I listened to that stuff.
Actually, I think
I'm not a fan of either of those two.
Train was actually really good, surprisingly. I was actually
at the concert,
literally surprised. I'm like,
literally,
what's going on?
Literally, here? I was like, wait a minute. And of course, the other one was they were fine. Let's see, this is kind of fun, right, Bobby?
It is.
Oh, that's Wallflowers, right?
Yeah, one head. Yeah, I think that's One Headlight. Yep, reliving our youth, Bobby. Reliving our youth. Yep. Ugh. Let's see what this one is. No idea.
No, yeah. I think it's funny though.
Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh yes,
that's Counting Crows, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that whiny Adam Duritz.
Long December.
Yeah, that's right. That's, yeah. That's pretty late 90s, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually saw them, too.
I saw them in concert.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Good job, Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby got like two of those.
Which song is that? Where Do Trolls Live?
Billy Goat's Gruff.
Under the Bridge.
That's right. I wouldn't have guessed right. that name.
You remember The Trolls Live There Now. But that's also the name of the song.
The Trolls?
Yeah. Oh, that's for REM.
Oh, yeah, because another whiny Everybody Hurts.
All right, so...
I don't know what that is. Yeah, what's up, Bobby?
So, got a question for you, Joel.
Okay.
So, I'm going to pay you $25,000 to do a commercial.
Okay.
Duh.
This...
Yeah.
Now, you have to portray that...
Is this a audio commercial, or is this going to be a full video commercial?
Either audio or a TV commercial. So, everybody's going to see you.
If it's audio, how are they going to see me?
TV commercial.
Whoopsie.
You are doing a commercial for an HIV or a herpes drug.
Negative.
Would you do it for $25,000?
Do the commercial? Sure.
Yeah, because they usually say actor portrayal on the bottom. You ever see that on commercials?
Just on law ones or lawyer ones.
Oh, they have them on all. Like even like the medications where you can, you know, stuff
not,
up your...
Not an actual patient.
Yeah. You can, you know, stop your runny nose, but you're going to get diarrhea, emphysema, heartburn, indigestion.
Imbigestion.
Imbigestion.
All right, so $15,000 for a commercial for a male enhancement drug.
Are you asking this for a friend?
Yeah, I'd do it. I do it just because it'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Just alone.
Did you get offered something?
No.
Are you going to an audition or something?
No, I just happened to think of it and I... oh, my soul.
It's a good one. What soundboard are you using? You are a
huge nerd. It's this one. I don't know if it's the same one or not.
It looks like it.
You just got to be quick on the sounds. Yep, roger that.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, what else we got today? Now that we wasted a bunch of time doing Name That Tune, sorry. Bobby's got gloves. What are you going to use your gloves for, Bobby?
What?
Keep it clean.
Yeah.
It's yard work mostly, right?
Probably when I clean the toilet or...
You do that?
Delve into something.
What did you think of Bobby's house when we were there recently?
I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. By the way, we did make it to Bobby's house.
Right.
We took our open invitation. He gave us the tour. It's a very nice house. I mean, it worked for Bobby. We did look in the garage.
The garage is not usable for parking his vehicle.
There is a vehicle.
Yeah, there's an ATV in there.
I mean, when we say ATV,
yeah,
it's a huge ATV.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen one.
All-terrain vehicle.
That's what ATV stands for.
Good job, Bobby.
Thank you.
Do you have his cookie? Will you give him one?
I gave him gloves.
Okay, yeah, good enough.
Hashtag sponsored.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but yeah. All right. So I think we're going to end it there because we've been wasting time for a while here. It went by fast today.
It did.
It did seem good.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Now I got to go to the big box store up the street.
Oh,
Bobby, this was good news. It was a good news day.
The hardware one or the other? Which big box store? The blue and yellow one?
Blue.
Oh, one right here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's probably my favorite store. Anyways, any parting words there, Bobby?
It's been a great day. Can't wait till episode 19, and then you know what comes after that.
Episode 20.
The big 2-0. Hard to imagine.
Maybe we should start another season after episode 20, because with the app you can start
season
nice. One.
Yeah. Why not? We'll call it season 2.
Makes sense to me. All right. Any parting words, Ben?
No promises that things will get better.
Yeah. It's all forthcoming.
Yep.
Again, you found us where to listen. You can email the show, forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. You can check out our Twitter. Forthcoming pod one.
Yes.
And then Facebook. We don't post a whole lot just because we don't. It's all forthcoming.
But you guys can post.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it anyway.
If you guys want us to, you know, do a commercial for you, let us know. We'll do whatever. As long as you pay us. You can also sponsor us.
Anything for a dollar.
Might be more. Holler.
Bad, Bobby.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks.
Take that cookie away. Get his gloves.
Anyways, thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.